Crime and Forensics with Stephen David Lampley, your crime and forensics source from coast to coast.
All right, welcome back to Crime and Forensics. I am your show host, Stephen David Lampley. All right, today we're going to discuss human decomposition as it relates to homicide investigations. Now, the phase at which a corpse is decomposing can provide detectives with a wealth of information. The body decomposes in a rather predictable pattern, of course, dependent on a number of conditions. Now, an estimation by investigators of a time of death is purely an estimation due to the number of factors that we will discuss here shortly. The stages of decomposition are fresh, bloat, active decay, advanced decay, and dry. The decomposition timeline of each of these stages can vary, as I said, due to a multitude of factors, and mainly the environment and temperature. Now, the temperature can cause the decay to speed up or slow down or stop altogether. High temperatures obviously will increase the rate of decay, and cool or cold temperatures can slow or stop the decay altogether. The temperature can also determine when and what insects arrive, and as a result, how fast the corpse is decomposed. Now, the rate of decay is also dependent on the exposure of the body. For instance, a body that is buried in soil will decay at a slower rate than a body lying out in the open. The rate of decomposition can also be altered by drugs that the person took prior to death. Now, cocaine, for instance, in the body of the decedent has been shown to increase the speed of development of insects that are eating on the corpse and, as a result, alter the condition of the body. All right, let's get into our discussion of the first of the five phases of decomposition. The first phase is called the fresh phase and begins immediately upon the cessation of the heart. Now, because the heart has stopped, a number of things begin to happen in the body. The heart is no longer pumping blood, so the cells are not receiving oxygen or nutrients, and they're not able to rid themselves of CO2 and waste. Now, because of this, the cells in the body start to break down, and this is a process called autolysis. Now, in technical terms, the cells, lysosomes, release digestive enzymes into the cytoplasm. Now, some of you biology geeks and science geeks out there will appreciate this. This is a passive process and not an active one. Some will say that this process are the cells digesting themselves, but this is not true. If you really want to get in depth on this, and we will for just a second, the traces of oxygen that are found in the cells after the heart stops beating are depleted by the metabolism and aerobic microbes. Now, this causes an increase of the anaerobic organisms. As these multiply, they begin to consume the lipids, the carbs, and the proteins, and that produces hydrogen sulfide, ammonia, lactic acid, and methane. Now, this process is called putrefaction and begins the second stage of decomposition called the bloat phase. Now, at this point, flies will have begun to arrive to utilize the body as a location to lay eggs. It should also be noted that pallor mortis, algor mortis, rigor mortis, and livor mortis all take place prior to putrefaction. Now, before we move on to the bloat phase, let's spend a moment discussing rigor mortis. Everybody has heard of this. Rigor mortis begins around 2 to 3 hours after death and progresses in the smaller muscles first, such as the face, and then it progresses to the larger muscles in a span of about 12 to 18 hours. Rigor mortis is caused by a loss of ATP from the muscles of the body. Now, ATP is what allows energy to go to the muscles and help them work. Without ATP, the muscles become rigid and cannot relax. Now, a little background on this. In 1812, a French physician named Pierre Nystuen recorded his observations that rigor mortis in a decedent followed a natural progress downward in the body from the face to the legs. And this is often referred to as Nystan's Law. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we will come right back.
Lied to, right? It's not if you're lied to, it's do you know when it happens? Studies show that the average person can only catch a lie about 54% of the time. Heck, you might as well just flip a coin. But studies also show that a person who has been properly trained in lie detection can detect lies about 90% of the time. A big difference. Stephen presented his How to Catch a Liar session at the 2018 Crime Con at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel and Convention Center and had to be moved from the Washington Conference Room into the Presidential Ballroom due to the enormous number of registrations to hear his program. Even in the Presidential Ballroom, it was standing room only with 850 people seated. You can have this session brought to your company or organization. Go to StephenDavidLampley.com for more information.
The second phase of decomposition is called bloat. Up to now, there have been no outward or visible signs of decomposition. However, that's all about to change at this phase. The bloat phase is where we begin to see the outward signs of decay. Because of the decay of the cells in the body, gases begin to emit and collect in the decedent. Now, this causes the body, obviously, to bloat out because of the accumulation of those gases. The bloat phase also causes the bodily fluids and tissues that are liquefying to become frothy. Some of these escape from the orifices of the body, such as the mouth, the nose, and the anus. Now, an excessive amount of the buildup of gases can cause the body to rupture and burst open. Bloat occurs in the 2 to 6 day range. Now, the skin may show what we call a marbled appearance, and that's caused by the transformation of the hemoglobin in the blood into other pigments. Now, if insects have access to the body at this stage, one may observe maggots beginning to hatch on the body. Now, maggots at this stage are typically found in the body's natural orifices as well as masses under the skin. Sometimes you can look at the skin and there's so many maggots under it that you can see the skin actually move a little bit. It's sort of eerie. Now, if the collected gases have not accumulated sufficiently to cause the body to rupture, the combination of gases and maggot buildup inside the body may be enough to cause the rupture at that point. Now, when the skin ruptures, it allows more oxygen to enter the body, and it gives more surface area for the development of insects. It's at this stage that odors are frequently observed that are associated with the decomposition of the body. All right, the third stage of decomposition is what we call active decay. Active decay is typically seen around the 5 to 11 day mark. Now ruptured and internal fluids and gases are leaking out and there are extremely strong odors that are now noticeable. These gases are caused from such compounds as indole, putrescine, cadaverine, and a host of various compounds containing sulfur. These odors will begin to attract even more insects. The internal organs are deteriorating and usually follow an order of decomposition. typically beginning with the larynx and the trachea. Then it'll progress, say, to the stomach and intestines, the spleen, the liver, and it usually ends up with the blood vessels and, in the women, the uterus. Active decay is the phase where there is the greatest degree of mass loss and decomposition of the body. It's in this phase that the fluids escape the body and form what is called a cadaver decomposition island, or a CDI. The end of the active decay phase of decomposition is marked by the maggot migration away from the body in order to pupate. Using maggots, it is possible to estimate the time of death based on the maggot development stage. Maggot eggs indicate a time of death around 1 day. Maggot larvae that measures approximately 5 millimeters will indicate a time of death at approximately a day, day and a half. Maggot larvae measured at 10 millimeters will indicate a time of death of about 2.5 days. 17 millimeter maggot larvae will indicate a time of death from around 4 to 5 days. And maggot larvae that is in the pre-pupae stage will indicate a time of death of around 8 to 12 days. Pupa, or the dark body maggot, will indicate a time of death around 18 to 24 days. All right, it's time for a break, and we'll be right back. This is Stephen. I want to invite you to check out my book, Outside Your Door. Outside Your Door is a collection of true crime stories taken right from my case files and experience as a former police officer and undercover SVU detective. Some of the stories include the homicide case on which we used NASA's assistance. It includes my arrest of the Claremont Killer, as well as the undercover operation that led to my arrest of a fugitive from justice on Canada's Most Wanted. Now, Outside Your Door is not just a collection of stories about criminals. It includes stories on humanity. Ember and Quinn Hammond, co-hosts of the podcast Fiercely Altered Perspective, say of Outside Your Door, "This book really gives you the inside scoop of what happens in the life of our police, the good, the bad, and the tragic. You will laugh, and you will definitely cry." Get your copy and let me know what you think. Available online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million. Phase of decomposition is called bloat. Up to now, there have been no outward or visible signs of decomposition. However, that's all about to change at this phase. The bloat phase is where we begin to see the outward signs of decay. Because of the decay of the cells in the body, gases begin to emit and collect in the decedent. Now, this causes the body, obviously, to bloat out because of the accumulation of those gases. The bloat phase also causes the bodily fluids and tissues that are liquefying to become frothy. Some of these escape from the orifices of the body, such as the mouth, the nose, and the anus. Now, an excessive amount of the buildup of gases can cause the body to rupture and burst open. Bloat occurs in the 2 to 6 day range. Now, the skin may show what we call a marbled appearance, and that's caused by the transformation of the hemoglobin in the blood into other pigments. Now, if insects have access to the body at this stage, one may observe maggots beginning to hatch on the body. Now, Maggots at this stage are typically found in the body's natural orifices as well as masses under the skin. Sometimes you can look at the skin and there's so many maggots under it that you can see the skin actually move a little bit. It's sort of eerie. Now, if the collected gases have not accumulated sufficiently to cause the body to rupture, the combination of gases and maggot buildup inside the body may be enough to cause the rupture at that point. Now, when the skin ruptures, it allows more oxygen to enter the body and it gives more surface area for the development of insects. It's at this stage that odors are frequently observed that are associated with the decomposition of the body. All right, the third stage of decomposition is what we call active decay. Active decay is typically seen around the 5 to 11 day mark. Now ruptured and internal fluids and gases are leaking out and there are extremely strong odors that are now noticeable. These gases are caused from such compounds as indole, putrescine, cadaverine, and a host of various compounds containing sulfur. These odors will begin to attract even more insects. The internal organs are deteriorating and usually follow an order of decomposition, typically beginning with the larynx and the trachea. Then it'll progress, say, to the stomach and intestines, the spleen, the liver, and it usually ends up with the blood vessels and in the women, the uterus. Active decay is the phase where there is the greatest degree of mass loss and decomposition of the body. It's in this phase that the fluids escape the body and form what is called a cadaver decomposition island, or a CDI. The end of the active decay phase of decomposition is marked by the maggot migration away from the body in order to pupate. Using maggots, it is possible to estimate the time of death based on the maggot development stage. Maggot eggs indicate a time of death around 1 day. Maggot larvae that measures approximately 5 millimeters will indicate a time of death at approximately a day, day and a half. Maggot larvae measured at 10 millimeters will indicate a time of death of about 2.5 days. 17 millimeter maggot larvae will indicate a time of death from around 4 to 5 days. And maggot larvae that is in the pre-pupae stage will indicate a time of death of around 8 to 12 days. Pupa, or the dark body maggot, will indicate a time of death around 18 to 24 days. All right, it's time for a break and we'll be right back.
Lied to, right? It's not if you're lied to, it's do you know when it happens? Studies show that the average person can only catch a lie about 54% of the time. Heck, you might as well just flip a coin. But studies also show that a person who has been properly trained in lie detection can detect lies about 90% of the time. A big difference. Stephen presented his How to Catch a Liar session at the 2018 Crime Con at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel and Convention Center and had to be moved from the Washington Conference Room into the Presidential Ballroom due to the enormous number of registrations to hear his program. Even in the Presidential Ballroom, it was standing room only with 850 people seated. You can have this session brought to your company or organization. Go to StephenDavidLampley.com for more information.
Thank you. and a 15-mile-per-hour wind made it feel even colder that night of March 11, 2007, in Hancock County, West Virginia. Single, Karen Sue Adams was a teacher's aide at a local elementary school and also employed as a sales cashier at a local department store. Karen was known to like to gamble and would travel from her residence in the Independence Township of Pennsylvania and drive into the West Virginia county to do so. On this particular night, Karen drove into West Virginia to the Mountaineer Casino racetrack to play bingo. A witness remembers seeing her there. She left the bingo area around 11 p.m. and is believed to have gone into the gaming side of the casino. She is observed on video at around 3 a.m. on that Monday morning, supposedly departing the casino. Karen has not been heard from since she left. Her vehicle, a 2005 Suzuki Forenza, four-door maroon in color with a Pennsylvania tag ETD5587, has also not been recovered. Karen is a Caucasian female, 5'4" in height, approximately 120 pounds, green eyes and brown hair. She was 64 years old at the time of her disappearance. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Karen Sue Adams, or you have information on this case, contact your local FBI office. Thanks. This is Stephen David Lampley, host of the new true crime radio show, Crime and Forensics, heard on my new podcast and on great radio stations across the country. Hey, if you were a listener to my weekly 10-minute true crime commentary, then you're going to love the new show. Lots more information, cold case reviews, giving you the chance to possibly help solve a homicide or missing persons case. We'll even have an occasional guest whose name you will recognize. I'm going to give shout-outs to loyal listeners each episode and give you some crime and forensics trivia you may not know. Honestly, you never know what we're going to be doing. Tell your friends and family, share the show on your social media. Tune in to Crime and Forensics with Stephen David Lampley, that's me, on my podcast and great radio stations from coast to coast. You can also hear the show on iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Podbay FM, and Talk Stream Live.
You've been listening to Crime and Forensics with Stephen David Lampley, your crime and forensics source from coast to coast.